It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Great to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. DeKalb County's government has struggled with ethics issues for years, and now it has a new ethics officer. The appointment of Stacy Kalberman was part of the ethics reform plan that DeKalb County voters approved last November. Stacy Kalberman joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Just this week, you told the Ethics Board that initial ethics complaints might not have to be disclosed to the public under the State Open Records Act. Why did you say that?
That's not quite what I said.
Okay.
I said that we would, that it might be worthwhile for us to hold on to the ethics complaint until the next ethics meeting, and I believed, based on past advice from the Attorney General's office, that the complaint could be considered part of the investigatory file. We have just received some advice from the Attorney General's office, which may change that thought. And the only reason we wanted to keep the complaint for a couple of weeks as part of the investigatory file is because, not because I'm really concerned about the career of the politicians, but more because I'm concerned about politicians using the ethics boards as a tool for themselves.
What advice did you get from the Attorney General?
There is no publicly issued advice, like an advisory opinion, something like that, but that they would probably not consider it to be part of the investigatory file. And so I have sent that information to the board, and they will make the decision as to whether we'll release those, release the initial complaints as an open records, as part of an open records request.
In other words, does the bottom line mean that someone could obtain that via open records just as they have in the past?
Yes, based on the advice of the Attorney General.
What's the array of possible sanctions that the board has the power to impose?
There is a penalty. There's a monetary fine of up to $1,000 for a violation of the ethics code. And there is, of course, the censure. I don't believe...
But not removal from office.
No,
no
longer.
The ethics board can't do that.
No. The ethics board did in the previous code, the 1992 code, was permitted to remove somebody from office. The new code only permits a fine. However, I truly believe that the important work of the ethics boards is to bring about transparency. So if we uncover conflicts of interest, I believe that we've done our job, because then the public knows, it is information for the public, that this is a person who does not respect their position as an official. So that really is the greatest sanction of all, in my eyes.
Is that enough of a sanction, really, since one could argue, okay, how many people really pay attention to the proceedings of the ethics board? So someone might risk, you know, a little embarrassment by the ethics board because most county voters won't be aware of it, and that what office holders really pay attention to is a heavy fine or something that would affect their standing in office.
I'm not sure that the fines make as much of a difference as we think they do.
Why don't you think so?
Because I believe the real issue is not so much the fines, but the embarrassment to the reputation.
Why is it that you think the power of embarrassment is so great?
I don't think it's the be-all and end-all. However, it is still a powerful tool. It's the tool we have, and it's what we'll work with.
You won a $700,000 judgment in a very high-profile lawsuit in which you alleged you were forced from your job as the chief of the state ethics panel, and the jury agreed with you because you said you continued to investigate Governor Deal's 2010 campaign. Governor Deal has denied that he was involved in the decision to remove you. I've asked him about that. Many other reporters have. Did you think he was involved at the time, and do you think so now?
I'm just going to use a term that we learn in law school. It's called res ipsa loquitur, which means the thing speaks for itself. And that's all I'll really say on the issue. That, and I believe I am the only person who has ever won a whistleblower suit against the state. So, res ipsa.
Stacy Kalberman is the new ethics officer for DeKalb County. She formerly headed what was often called the State Ethics Commission, but which had a much longer title. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll check back with you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.